This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm. Make no mistake.
Riders on the storm.
You may try to stay out of the storm in your life, but
riders on the storm.
That puts you into the most dangerous waters, because then you never strive, you never build. You never get challenged. And in those doldrums of rotting foam, in those back channel eddies, your whole destiny basically dies in mediocrity and stagnation. The world in 2017 is at a great crossroads. And I am here on Friday afternoon, taping a few intros to a big, important rebroadcast we have with some of the best interviews the last few months, with Michael Savage and others, Daniel Esselin, you name it. And I'm just hoping, and I'm pretty sure in my heart, we won't have nuclear war by the time this broadcast is going out. Trump has said that if North Korea keeps threatening to attack Japan or South Korea and fires missiles, they may shoot down those missiles. They do a nuclear test on the grandfather's birthday. He's been dead for 30, 40 years. It's 100-and-something birthday that they will strike out as well. But finally, China, South Korea, Japan, the United States are all tired of North Korea's behavior. You'll never hear this if there's actually a big attack, because it'll probably cause some chain reaction, or I'll definitely be here live responding to whatever happens. So this is really a celebration. The fact this is on air, that if you're seeing this on Sunday and it's taped, it means I'm with my children having an Easter dinner. And you're with your children, your family, having an Easter dinner as well. You know, and I've always been brought up a Christian. I love God, but I never really pushed my Christianity like Islamists pushed theirs or others. But I had a guest on earlier last week, Doug Hagman, who said it's time for Christians to stop being so tolerant. You know, we're tolerant of everybody else, but then they're not tolerant of us. So we're so tolerant, we give up our culture that unifies us to make them happy. It doesn't make them happy. And I'm sorry that Christians everywhere build the best civilizations, the best secure countries, the biggest social safety networks, the most liberal systems, and then you use that very liberalism that we created to piss all over it. Because whether you have a Anglo-Saxon background or Hispanic background or an Asian background or an Arabic background or a whatever it is, if you're a Christian, that unifies you together on do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And the golden rule. And people say, oh, look at this in the Bible or that. Okay, but no one denies Christian countries are the most prosperous and the most free. So I'm not going to sit here and hear you piss all over Christianity anymore. And I'm not going to sit here like some phony establishment preacher who wouldn't use the term piss on you. Or people that say, don't use the Lord's name in vain. That's what some preacher defined it. When I say, God damn the New World Order to hell, I mean I want God to damn them to hell. That's not taking God's name in vain. I'm asking God to deliver us from these people. I'm asking for fire. Like Ezekiel called down from heaven against the enemies, or Elijah. I want them damned to hell. Not because I'm in a physical war with them and want to see them hurt from some psychopathic perspective, but because they're waging war against us, and I've had enough of the New World Order and the devil worshippers and the pedophiles and the radical Islamicists and all the other cults. I want them out of my way. Because I'm a lover, not a fighter, but I'm tired of lovers being such lovers. We roll over and realize if we're real lovers, we got to be fighters. Because the greatest fighters are the lovers. We're not fighters, but we're willing to fight because we love people. And when we fight, it's much stronger. So on this Easter Sunday, as Christ rose from the dead after 3 days like Lazarus, I call on the human spirit, the life force, Christ, God's spirit in us, the Holy Spirit. We're made in the image of God. Christ is that archetype of what we can build towards to move upon the face of the world. Can the spirit of evil in 2017 be broken? Then we all pray that together. Big hour coming up, and I'll come back with one more transmission at the start of the next hour. Stay with us. InfoWars.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Ron Paul has come out and said it was a false flag chemical attack. The former top British ambassador has come out and said that it was a false flag attack. Peter Ford, he said now the jihadis will launch more false flags and draw Trump in. Vladimir Putin has come out and said it, but it hasn't gotten any attention like Michael Savage, best-selling author, probably the number one or number two talk show host in the United States. Coming on the broadcast right now exclusively in about an hour, he hosts his own broadcast, despite the fact he's under the weather. His new best-selling book, Trump's War, warns on page 233, Trump's War Against the Deep State, and he warns in the chapter, I read the book a month ago, of them trying to get him into war. So, that's why they call him Dr. Savage. I won't go into all his degrees, medical degrees, you name it. But he exclusively joins us here, Zero Hedge. Drudge Report has it. Michael Savage turns on Trump, says Syrian gas attack was false flag. I don't think it's turning on Trump. It's warning Trump. Maybe I'm wrong, but CNN is saying he's turned on Trump. I don't want to put words in his mouth. I haven't gotten his total view on this, but Dr. Savage of MichaelSavage.com, am I wrong to say you haven't turned your desperate...
Trump, that's the vermin in the left. Trying to divide and conquer once again. It's the garbage of the world in the media.
Absolutely.
The trash, the filth, the sludge. I never turned on Trump. Now, I don't know whether we can reach Trump. That's the problem. I don't know who he's listening to.
Well, I did talk to, let's just say, I did get what the president thought this weekend. I'll tell you later. I know you just had dinner with him a few weeks ago, but let's just, you've got the floor, sir. So just roll this out. Why you're so concerned?
Only ones who see this. With all the people you mentioned, but let's go the other way. Who is supporting this? The worst people on the planet are saluting Trump. Fareed Zakaria, Mr. Crazy Eyes, Lindsey Graham, the weirdest man in the history of the Senate, John McCain, the psycho, when he speaks, you could see insanity. They're all saluting Donald Trump. These are the people we hated before the election. These are the people we rejected during the election. Now they're on Trump's side, along with the crypto pseudo conservatives in the radio business who hold themselves up as great conservatives who are screaming for war. Alex, the world is upside down. If you can keep your head while all those around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, then you'll be a man, my son. Greatest, one of the greatest lines ever written, something I've carried with me since I'm 18 years old. If you can keep your head and all those around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, then you'll be a man, my son. Alex, we are being tested like we have never been tested before. I don't know how we come out of this, because I don't know if Donald Trump is listening to a word anyone is saying to him other than this inner cadre around him. Somebody has turned him. Now, let's look at the big picture. In the period of only 1 week, because of a few propaganda photos of a terrible tragedy, conducted by we don't know whom, the president has now launched wars and threatened wars against three nations, China, Russia, North Korea. But more than that, did you see, Alex, here's the strangest part of it all. For a smart man, why would he conduct these absurd limp-wristed missile strikes while the Chinese guests are sitting with him at Mar-a-Lago? Does anyone not understand protocol? Do they not understand diplomacy? Do they understand that's probably one of the greatest breaches of diplomacy I've ever seen in my lifetime? This was like saying to the Chinese, hello, small, stupid men with shiny heads. Are you enjoying my meal? Well, F you. It's, I've just launched missiles. Now what do you have to say about it? What kind of presidency is this?
I'll agree. It's very, very, very provocative.
Well, you're being more diplomatic than I, which is saying an awful lot. Maybe it's because I have the flu and I have a fever and I'm not thinking clearly.
No, you're thinking very clearly. In fact, every veteran I talk to, every person I talk to, I say 85% of the audience is absolutely freaked out about what's happening. And I'll tell you who, you know who he listens to. I'll tell you who Trump listens to. Late at night, they've taken his phone away. They only let negative stuff go on Twitter. He doesn't get any positive comments there. He would do feedback there. He listens to Michael Savage. He listens to InfoWars. He looks at Drudge Report, probably more than us combined. Let's just say it. So,
Alex, hold on. How does he listen to me if I'm off the air?
He goes and finds clips on YouTube, I know for a fact. The point is that he does listen to you. I got a phone call this weekend from somebody, I'll just leave it at that, saying we're not going to do a no-fly zone, we're not going to have war. Rex Tillerson's going to come out and dial this back. Some people have been speaking on their own, and notice Tillerson's now done that. I said that Sunday, I said that Monday, it's now happened. I don't want to sit here and brag and try to sound big, but just he is listening to you. So speak directly to the president. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Well, hello, President Trump. You said I should live another 25 years when you put your arm around me at Mar-a-Lago. I hope you mean it, because I can use another 25 minutes the way I feel. My feeling is this. Tillerson is misleading you. I have no idea why people don't see through that man. It seems to me that it's so plain that you don't have to be a genius to see what happened here. What does ExxonMobil gain if they cut Syria out of the gas lines that are running out of the Middle East to Europe? What does ExxonMobil gain by that, Alex? That's the whole story in a nutshell. It's another war for oil. It's all over again. It's the same thing as 1999. Remember when Bill Clinton was mercilessly bombing the Serbian people?
Yes. For the Muslims.
I wrote an article. In 1999, the oily tracks run through Kosovo. It was a little-noticed article. My heart was broken because Bill Clinton engaged in 78 of the worst days of my life until now, where Bill Clinton mercilessly bombed Serbia. He blew up hospitals. He blew up train stations. He blew up every bridge on the Danube River for one reason, and that was to steal Kosovo from the Serbs to permit an oil pipeline to run through Kosovo. What's even worse about that story is the same exact elements that are now on the side of war were on the side of war then. And the same sane people and rational people who cared for the stability of the earth, for the stability of their families, were against that insane act by Bill Clinton. I have not changed my position. It's the same exact thing. We cannot let crazed businessmen who put their bottom line ahead of the survival of the planet, and I'm talking about Rex Tillerson, to rule this nation. Did you vote for Rex Tillerson? Was
no.
His name on the ballot?
No.
Did you ever hear of that pro-Magnon?
No.
Who ever heard of that throwback? Where did he come from? Where the hell did that throwback come from? That lowbrow. Looks like he crawled out of a pit somewhere.
Eddie Munster?
We can say all the things we want. I did not elect him to the presidency. I didn't kill myself for a year. I have total faith in Donald Trump. And I'll repeat right now what I said to him. I would do anything for that man. I have total faith in him. But I don't understand how he cannot see through all the president's men. They're misleading him. They're taking him down a road he cannot come back.
Absolutely. That's what my...
Alex, if he loses you and he loses me, tell me what happens next.
They'll destroy him, and he has to know that his base is upset. But let's expand on that. The British ambassador, I want to ask you this question, to Syria said, listen, It's not that the side's perfect. We're on the side of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They're celebrating this. They're going to stage more stuff. They got caught in 2013. They got caught last year. It's official. They videotaped it. These jihadis want to be rock stars. They videotaped launching the chemical attacks. It wasn't sarin. It was chlorine gas because the doctors are taking care of them without gloves. And Putin has come out and said it's a false flag. And he says more is planned. And that's what the British ambassador and Putin, who are smart, are saying is, we don't want war. We want to de-escalate this. What are you going to do now, Trump, when the jihadis stage more stuff, this time in Aleppo or in the suburbs of Damascus, and then the right-wing, you know, left-wing neocons, whatever you want to call them, rhinos, the warmongers like McCain and Graham, say, President, you've got to do something. They have painted him into a corner.
What more do you need to know than the crazy eyes of himself? Let's look at the man with the craziest, most deceitful eyes in the media.
Zacharias.
Zachariah, one of the sickest-looking faces I've ever seen. If you were to create a puppet of deceit and hatred for America, it would be Fareed Zachariah.
Yeah, Fareed Zachariah.
Congratulating Donald Trump. Lindsey Graham, one of the most twisted sisters in the history of the Senate, a totally twisted Nancy, is now encouraged by the Trump administration. John McCain, who looks like what he is, a totally sad, broken man, walking around like the puppet of the defense establishment, saluting him. And listen to this, Alex. Again, you don't have to be a genius to add up the pieces. All of the never-Trumpers, the Weekly Standard.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I was afraid this day might come. But it takes a strong man to make peace and a weak man to make war. It is not a mark of strength to go to war, especially when our military is depleted. Now, let's look at that. We all know the military is depleted. The president knows that. And now what? We're threatening China and Russia and North Korea at once? When half our planes on aircraft carriers are inoperable? What in the hell is going on here? Who is leading here? Who is making these decisions? I want to say something on a strictly commercial level. My book, Trump's War, became number one on the New York Times bestseller list, Alex, with zero appearance on Rupert Murdoch's Fox News. Never mind all of the other channels.
That shows the decline of their power.
Not only the decline of their power, Alex, I went on your show, Drudge linked it. That was all I needed. Why? I don't need a new car. I'm not looking to buy a new car. I'm looking to save the nation.
You want to change the world. You love your children just like I do. It fundamentally pisses you off. Exactly. And what does that tell you? I go on Fox. They still had me on a few times. They wanted me to do a show and stuff. No response. I go on your show. You play a clip of my show. You got Paul Watson on. We get millions of people visiting the site. I know you get that with us because we're the real media. And here's the problem, Dr. Savage. Google has banned us off Google ads. David Brock is bragging that they've got all these people boycotting all our sponsors. We've lost almost all of them. We thank God we sell our own products. And I'm not bitching the audience, but here's the deal. Just like your book on China got banned from distribution, we are under attack. Do folks know that we have the big audience? We're fighting. And the listeners need to know we're not the types to whine. But my God, are we getting censored?
Alex, again, talking commercially because a lot of people are listening who don't know these things. The ratings just came out in streaming radio shows. My show is number one in the country, beating the great Rush Limbaugh by a huge number.
On a bunch of platforms.
To Rush Limbaugh. Let's talk about him for a minute. How in the world does this man not understand what he sounds like?
It's very sad. Well, I tuned in the other day, and I thought he was saying he was against it. Then he said, I'm playing devil's advocate. Then he did an hour for it. And I just I don't want to see him.
Let's not even talk about him. It's sad to watch a clown like that fall off the high wire. Alex, what are we going to do to get our message across to Donald Trump? Does he even care what we have to say?
Let me tell you, he listens. The problem is...
Why don't we ask him if you have access? I don't. I live out in Nowhereville. Way on the West Coast, no one cares what I think.
I guarantee you, if I tell Trump you want to meet him in Mar-a-Lago next weekend, quite frankly, I was with a family trip in Hawaii. The media goes crazy with this. I'm not going to get into it. But let's just say I could have gone. I just literally was family, and I couldn't do it. But believe me, sir, he absolutely loves you, and you know that. You already had dinner with him. If you want to go visit Trump, I mean, you can snap your fingers. I'll make a phone call, and it'll happen.
Well, I don't want to snap fingers.
That arrogantly. I'm just saying he'd love to meet with you.
I would love to visit him, not in Mar-a-Lago, but in the White House. That's what I would like to do. And I would fly across the country. I'm getting over the flu right now. I fought it off with my own nutrients, by the way. I haven't had the opportunity of taking yours. I'll tell you the truth. I could use some of that selenium right now. I'm pretty depleted. depleted uranium shell.
You're working hard at 75.
Depleted uranium shell, Alex. look, people think this is a joke, and they think we do this just for effect.
It's gallows.
For books. Alex, I know listening to your show that your heart's in it, and anyone listening to me knows that my heart is in this. I don't know how to rescue the president from his advisors. Something went wrong, and it happened last week. There must be some way to sit down with him and say, please, Mr. President, please, in your vast array of people who you listen to, please listen to those who helped make you what you are. We're not wrong. We're not crazy. We're not against you. Why are you listening to the Never Trumpers who are pretending they're for you now? They're leading you into a blind out of which you'll never return.
And that's key. We're not asking for anything but freedom and not having war and lower taxes. We're not the sycophants that tried to destroy him, that he tried to co-opt by giving power, and instead they're beginning to co-opt him. In fact, that's a key point, Dr. Savage, before we end this segment, I know you've got to go, is that he's just surrounded. They have all this national security stuff. They took his phone away. They did all this other stuff I'm not liberty to get into. And
what
he is.
They took his phone away.
They took his cell phone away, claiming it would be a violation of national security. And I don't know why he let him do it, because that's what he used to call me on. Now if he calls people up, Priebus is on the phone. When Trump calls you now, Priebus goes, this is Rince Priebus. Alex, will you talk to Trump? Or well, Roger, it's Priebus. Will you talk? And then they sit there on the phone because he's the president. So, sir, we have to do this to make sure the Russians aren't doing it. And they even tried to keep me from the inauguration, telling Trump he's a Russian. They bully him with this. So I think he struck Syria so they stopped saying the Russia thing.
I can't go into what he did, but there's always a way out of something you do once you realize that it's not required to go down the road 100%. In other words, let's say it's done. What's done is done. For God's sake, stop beating the war drums. There are consequences to it.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. A few months ago, President-elect Donald Trump told an audience during his victory tour that his administration will not take part in regime changes.
We will stop looking to topple regimes and overthrow governments, folks.
That was then, and this is now. After the false flag chemical attack in Syria, which was blamed on Assad, the neocons and the military-industrial complex have convinced the new president that it's business as usual and the regime changes will commence.
My attitude toward Syria and Assad has changed very much.
Well, the only difference is this time the American patriots won't be fooled again. I'm Darren McBreen, and you can learn more right now at InfoWars.com.
Meet the new boss.
For the most part, InfoWars has not commented on the United Airlines incident because we think World War III is a bigger issue. But here's a take on it. Everyone involved is a jackass. Let's start with the airline. You couldn't raise the offer for someone to take it? Was $1,000 really too high for you? You really had a man physically removed from a flight that wasn't even overbooked. To the doctor. What the heck is wrong with you? How old are you? What did you think would happen? You knew they were removing you from the plane. Why did you then decide to act like a 5-year-old who doesn't want to leave the playground? You did this to yourself. To the passengers. As all of you sit there in horror of what you're seeing and hearing, not one of you selfish frauds had the courage to step up and volunteer your seat, but you had plenty of courage to videotape it, didn't you? All in all, this man got more attention than severed children in Sweden and Yemen, China moving troops to the North Korean border, a strange naval flight path off the West Coast, or the alleged patient he so desperately had to save. For InfoWars.com, this is Owen Schroyer.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says the Syria chemical attack was a false flag, and more are on the way.
We have information from various sources that a similar provocation, and I can't call it anything other than a provocation, is being prepared in other parts of Syria, including the southern suburbs of Damascus, where they're again preparing to release some similar chemical substances and accuse the Syrian authorities of using them.
Putin went on to compare compare the situation in Syria to Saddam Hussein's non-existent weapons of mass destruction, which may indicate that he believes the U.S. is either behind the false flag or actively pushing the propaganda. Meanwhile, the Russian government says Syrian forces possess no chemical weapons, and any further attacks in Syria by the United
States. How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes. You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. We are the dealers. Give you everything you need. But what happens when the globalists break the compact with humanity and begin to cut off the resources and say development's bad? We have to break with them. Daniel Estulin, best-selling author, investigative journalist, super Bilderberg sleuth. Probably Jim Tucker discovered it and exposed it, but Daniel Estulin actually penetrated it and infiltrated it. We're going to talk to him about all his amazing sources. I know he's got Bilderberg sources. I even know who their names are. And he's given us amazing intel. A year and a half before the housing collapse, he said they're going to plunge the housing system in a year and a half and gave the reasons. I mean, he's laid it all out. And so DanielEstulin.com, he joins us via video Skype from Canada, where he's at right now. So Daniel, great seeing you again. Thank you for joining us. If you're a radio listener, InfoWars.com/show. You can always see the video feeds, folks. It's free. Let me ask you to just set the waterfront for us here. I've made my points for 3 minutes. What do you want to cover today? I'm just guessing what you might want to cover because we're focusing on the same war that's going on. But what else is on your palate?
I think, Alex, it's great to be back on your show. You're right. I haven't been on for about a year. A lot has been going on. And in this past few weeks, first of all, you won the very important award in Mexico. Just came back there from Mexico. Congratulations. That's first of all, NATO, Montenegro is something I want to discuss. Urgent issue that Americans need to understand. The treacherous and the treasonous attempt by the United States and the world is the presidency back, win the White House back. We can discuss that as well. I think at no time in America's prior history, Alex, has anything so openly subversive and treacherously treasonous ever been perpetrated on the United States of America before. I think the closest being the covert conspiracy single-handedly thwarted by America's military hero, General Smedley Butler, in 1934, when a band of elitist bankers, traitors, attempted a coup d'etat against the FDR administration. We know the game. The all-too-familiar divide-and-conquer strategy is once again the globalist go-to modus operandi. We're seeing it right now in St. Petersburg. We're seeing it in the United States. We're seeing it in Europe. We're seeing it in Latin America. We're seeing it all over the world. And again, this is being implemented through the multi-pronged assaults waging an open insurrection war against the Donald Trump administration in America in order to successfully execute a coup d'etat committed by traitors to take down America as the latest banana republic.
Daniel, you don't like labels, but, I mean, you've been so on target over the years in your books I've read, both novels and classified stuff and both non-novels. It makes my head spin. I just respect you more as the years go on. You're one of those maybe 10 people I know that have been so on target, it's actually scary. People think I'm on target. It's my guests that are on target. But looking at globalism, I would call you a classical liberal. You didn't like Bush. You don't like all this stuff. You're very liberal policies. I agree with a lot of those as well. You're a real liberal. We see Nigel Farage, I call a real liberal for Trump. It's not that Trump's perfect. It's just that clearly the power structure is against him. They hate him. And then you lay out St. Petersburg, what's happening there with their agenda. So where should we start? You have the real liberals. And then nationalists of every race, color, creed. And then you've got Republican establishment, Democratic establishment, elites, European elites, all wanting this global system, trying to prop it up. And then just we're allied with radical Islam. We're not against Islam, but just radical Islam. Who are the players? Where are we right now?
Well, Alex, the ruling elite's long-time agenda has been to destroy the United States and the West from within. And in reaction to last year's growing anti-globalist movement represented by the Brexit vote and also anti-establishment Trump election, the elite is becoming desperately aggressive right now, fighting for absolute domination and population control, insidiously wiping up, unstable domestic conditions throughout the Western world, engineered to explode, with racial, class, religious, and also politically charged civil war violence in both America and Europe. What you're seeing in the United States, we have seen in Europe, in Spain, in Italy, in France, in England, in Germany, in other countries as well, in Portugal, and also in Greece. In the United States, this takes the form of mass deployment of a robotically dumbed down, highly manipulated, yet well-organized political left. And again, we've seen this, with the flake movements in the United States right after Trump election, constituting the elite's weapons of mass destruction against Trump's reactionary or militarized authoritarian federal forces, soon spilling blood and chaos as America's very own spring uprising. The coming riots are aimed at causing the violent breakdown of civil society in both America and Europe. Of course, co-timed with the ongoing...
Well, let me just back. You're spewing so much knowledge here. Clearly, they're trying to foment race war, all this crap. You mentioned that. They're trying to foment war. They admit they're trying to foment war. So let's dial back and talk about that some specifically, because this is unprecedented. The COG, mainstream papers saying overthrow Trump, calling for civil war, and they're saying implode the economy to hurt nationalism, as if the public doesn't get you're going to hurt our economy to get, I mean, forget Trump. They're openly saying make us poor.
Well, Alex, there's a new norm in America that is one of chaos, race wars, and also mass shootings that are supposedly, you know, real. Unless, of course, you can provide a mountain of evidence to debunk the official mainstream media narrative, police announcements, or whatever intelligence sources, you know, are saying. And, of course, this new norm is, you know, is even being contributed to by many alternative media sources in the interest of being correct, no, and authentic about what they're saying. I think for the first time in modern American history, we have a generation that doesn't know what order, calmness, and peace look like. They have no idea what it's like not to be at war or even to be in a war that has realistic scenarios for the possible ending date. And now, with the ruling elite moving as fast as ever to get the new world order done, we're seeing a brand new level of chaos and fear slowly becoming the new norm that particularly the millennials are being led to believe is inevitable and the new unavoidable reality. So I think that's what's happening.
I agree. John McCain said the new world order is collapsing in crisis. All the elites are saying it. I think it's premature to say that, but they're finally hitting the alarm bell. Why are they saying that?
You know, Alex, the chaos once almost exclusively limited to the Middle East that we've become so accustomed to watching on television is slowly but surely carrying over to the United States and also to Russia, as we saw today, one PSYOP Gladio B operation staged event at a time. No longer is chaos something happening thousands of miles away. It's happening right here in America. It's happening in Russia, in my hometown. And notice, you know, I keep saying chaos because unlike Operation Gladio, which occurred throughout Europe, mostly from the 1960s to the early 1990s, the current so-called Operation Gladio B, which again, you know, we can call Northwoods.
Instead of being purely staged, they bring in people that will do it.
Well, it's much more sophisticated. You have Gladio B, unlike Gladio A, is being conducted in an era of mass psychological terror and deception made possible by technology, legalized propaganda, fake terror groups like ISIS.
Amazing. Man, Daniel, you move so quick, but it's all so on target. Well, I'm getting my brain burning here. Let me ask this before I go to break. Why do they hate Russia so much? I mean, Russia, I know you're a Russia expert. I've never been there. I just study it. They're not expanding. They're trying to build their country. They have good policies for their people. Why are the elites so out to get Russia? It's crazy.
Because you can't have one world government, new world order, one world company limited unless you can destroy it. The only nuclear powered China has nuclear weapons, but China is a military is an economic superpower. Russia is the only alternative to the military superpower that is the United States. So again, until you can destroy Russia, you will not have your one world, whatever you want to call it.
But their program destroying Russia is failing. The Russians always dig in. So where does that go?
They just keep doing it and trying to destroy it any way possible. And again, chaos or order out of chaos. And this is what we're seeing right now. Keep in mind, Alex, that the people behind the economic policies in Russia are all the same liberal crowd pulled there by the Bill Clinton presidency 20 years ago. In other words, Putin may be a great leader and a great politician and a great strategist, but his hands are tied because, again, Putin as the president controls foreign policy. The prime minister, Medvedev.
That's right. He's completely surrounded like Trump.
Well, he's a liberal stooge traitor who works for the interests of the Western governing elite with all the bankers who represent
them. So Putin and Trump are both surrounded. They, like Putin said yesterday, meet with me. Don't let them intimidate you. They need to come together, laugh at the whole system, and they need to have a huge, you'll have all the ratings. They need to, like, have a two-hour talk on TV. Let's talk about that right now. We need to get Putin and Trump together right now to just absolutely lay out what's
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise.
I know the globalists want to cut off the resources to dictate humanity's surrender to their technotronic system. And the communist Chinese, God bless them, are enslaving their own people. They're totally on board with the globalists. There's kind of some infighting and jockeying going on, but Russia has, three times the size of the U.S., five or six times bigger than China. Most of it's unpopulated. And the globalists just say, we want that now. It's like they've taken Africa, exploited it, Latin America, you name it. You know, most of the Amazon basin's unpopulated as well. They want people wiped out of there. We live in big cities because we're all together, and they go, oh, the world's overpopulated. Go drive an hour. There's nothing out there. But you're on roads that go into the other towns, so it creates the perception there's always people. No, people means commerce. It means jobs. That's why, like a fish reef, you know, there might not be another reef for 200 miles in the ocean. But this reef's all these teeming fish. Oh, too many fish here. What's going on? That's because there's life there. There's an economy. All right, Daniel Estulin. We were getting into Montenegro. The Senate passed it. Only two people voted against it. Sessions, obviously, is a vacant seat, so he wasn't there. But we're looking at all this, and they're trying to start a war there. Now Trump can veto it, or NATO could veto it. But regardless, they want to start a war. What do you think the global order is going to do? Because last time we had you on a year ago, you said, well, they're having some problems, but they're not in crisis yet. Sounds like you're saying they're panicked. They're in crisis. They're getting, it seems like they're like Juncker saying, we'll start a war with Europe. We'll march an EU army in. We'll economically destroy the UK. They're threatening us with breaking America up. It seems like this doesn't look like what winners do, but you're the expert. So in the next 13 minutes, you've got the floor before you got to go. Give us your presentation. Again, Daniel Estulin, best-selling author of the Club Bilderberg and so many books. You can follow him, obviously, at Twitter. And we'll put that up on screen for TV viewers. But Daniel, again, what other knowledge do you want to impart to folks?
Well, I think it's important to understand why these people want to start a war. World's financial system, Alex, can survive until about the end of 2017. The total collapse, the system that we know today, would come no longer than January, February 2018. Every financial instrument and mechanism available was used up to avoid the 2008 near collapse. So there's no more money in the current system. The International Monetary Fund and also the United States policy to stimulate the outflow of capital from developing countries, which includes obviously China and Russia, thus buying time for themselves, have taken out over $200 billion from Russia, manipulating their currency, devaluing the rubles, you know, through the central bank. And of course, the director of the central bank was pulled there by Clinton's allies in the United States. And these are the same people who have also caused the outflow of over $1 trillion from China and doing the same thing with the yuan. In addition, they also took out between $2 and $3 trillion, which were literally stolen from the offshore accounts of the British elite via a Panama Papers scandal, bringing to light the money hidden by the aristocracy, mainly English aristocracy. This, in fact, was the beginning of Brexit. Now, Trump has two options available to him. You either save the United States economy and sink the economies of the rest of the world, because, again, you don't have enough money in the system to do everything, or you save the world at the expense of the United States. And according to Trump, there will be no more dollars for international investments. Only investment available will be to save the American economy. Thus, in his first speech, he explicitly talked about the need to invest in U.S. infrastructure, something that you and I talked about over a year ago, before Trump's election, before the primaries. We said the need for progress and development of society as goes through infrastructure and space exploration. Because when we build infrastructure, Alex, we're actually reorganizing the physical space-time of the planet, allowing our world to attain...
We're taking fiat crap and actually building something and making it about human activity.
That's one way of putting it. So, you know, if your system is increasingly moving to higher levels of efficiency, such as, you know, from coal-based economy to an oil-based economy to a nuclear-based economy, there will be an increase in the productive power of human labor at every step of the way. And that's the way the actual wealth is created. Money is simply the way of...
But as you know, the globalists admit they want a post-industrial world squeezing off resources. That's really Trump's great sin, is he wants cheaper energy and innovation and a world based on humans.
And that goes through actually probably one of the greatest speeches ever made by a United States politician. In this case, Donald Trump made one of the greatest speeches ever when he talked about the need for space exploration. And again, money has no intrinsic value. It possesses no magical powers.
What it only does. Exploration and trailblazing.
Exactly. Yes, sir. Well, Alex, exactly. You know, we're at the gates of a worldwide economic default and dismantling of the capitalist system. And the only difference, again, going back to Hillary Clinton, is that Clinton would have pushed us into world war, which would probably have meant the end of mankind as we know
it. That was the old answer to collapse. We can't do that now.
Exactly. You know, at the global level, those who supported Clinton are also inside the European Central Bank, International Monetary Fund, Council of Europe, European Parliament, endless U.S. think tanks, liberal lobby groups. And in Russia, these people are represented by the United Russia. That's President Putin's party and Prime Minister Medvedev's. Of course, Putin has very little to do with United Russia in the sense that his policies are progress and development.
So you're saying his own party's the enemy.
From Russian history, that it took President Putin two presidencies to actually get control of all the circles of power within the Russian government. And of course, in the United States, you're seeing the same thing. And these people, they will do everything possible to recover the power they lost, making use of a wide range of hybrid, irregular methodologies from mega terrorists.
Yeah, deep state, people ignoring. Well, that's why even Fareed Zakaria, a Bilderberg guy, says Trump's the most powerful, Putin's the most powerful leader in the world. Not that Russia's even that powerful now economically. You know, economically, it's like Italy. It's because he actually is in power, which we're not pushing dictatorship. But instead of globalist manipulation, it's a guy for Russia in charge. And that's why he's so hard to deal with, because finally, a country's actually in charge of itself.
Well, look what they're doing all over the world. In Western Europe, you have assassination of politicians, Russian ambassadors.
Hundreds of top Russians killed, 30 or 40 very, very top ones. What do you make of that?
Part and parcel of what we're talking about, civil society breakdown, civil disobedience, United-based or Europe. Russia thus far has been able to avoid that, you know, to using refugees as a weapon of destabilization and terrorism. Of course, look at the refugee crisis in Europe. 60 million displaced, of which 5 million are from Syria alone.
And you said an endgame in 2007, 10 years ago, they would use refugees as weapons. Because I know you had sources inside. They've been planning this forever.
Well, Bilderberg has been planning these things. You know, they plan generations ahead. And in Germany today, more than 200 cities have shelters for refugees, many of them living in slums, in the ghettos, segregated from the rest of the population. The tensions are palpable. And it's only a matter of time, Alex, before an explosion and social breakdown occurs in Germany, in Italy, in Holland.
And that's how you started. What are they planning to do after this social breakdown happens that the media is hyping?
Trump versus Clinton was the fight between the representatives of the two of the world's supranational power structures, the Rothschilds behind Trump against the Rockefellers behind the Clinton. That said, neither the Rockefeller family nor the Rothschild family represent true power above them. You know, above the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, we have the Astors, the Lodges, the Flemings, the Grosvenors, the Mathesons, the Keswicks, whose fortunes are measured and counted in trillions of dollars. Trump represents a change in the paradigm of society as we have never seen in the history of humanity. Not a new world order, but rather a new world struggling to be born, unsure of its true.
So you're saying Rothschilds are backing Trump versus the eugenics-based Rockefellers?
Exactly. If you kind of look at the people behind.
I got to tell my CIA sources 3 years ago. They said, oh, you're bashing the Rothschilds. Watch what they're about to do. They're going to try to actually give wealth back to the people. Not because they're even good. They don't want a total worldwide bloodbath.
It's just that this time their interests coincide with our interests. Because, again, behind Clinton, you have the Rockefellers, the transnational bankers, which is the World Company Limited, the globalist, non-American, you know, or American power elite circles. The people are backing Donald Trump are the non-American financier circles centered in the city of London, Hong Kong, World Center for Money Laundering, Drugs, Intelligence, and British Control, leftover elite circles of the British Empire, the Rothschilds, European elite represented by the old European aristocracy, such as the House of Sage Coburg, Austro-Hungarian aristocracy, and also Ottoman nobility, as well as the Venetian black nobility. And then on a smaller scale, you have the intelligence agencies, so on and so forth. But again, these are big groups of people, very powerful individuals historically. And
but is it fair to say most U.S. intelligence, from what I research, is for Trump?
Most U.S. intelligence except for the DEA, NSA, and the CIA.
All right. Well, it's a crazy time to be alive, Daniel. We got 50 seconds left. What else do you want to add?
I think, again, be vigilant, be intelligent, don't follow propaganda techniques, analyze, and also ask the right questions. Why is this being done? Who's going to win and who's going to benefit when all is said and done?
All right. Again, on Twitter, what's the best place for people to get in touch with you?
At Estill and Daniel, that's my Twitter account. And again, Alex, congratulations on a very important, international, very prestigious journalistic award in Mexico. I also won an award for my documentary film.
I know, I got the big press club award, one of the biggest groups in Latin America. I'm very honored. I wish I could have gone, but there was death threats, so I couldn't. Yeah, I want to thank them, though, for their great work. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you so much, sir.
I'm going to come back with some final comments straight ahead. You know, there's our award for the operation, all the great crew. When we come back, we're going to hit some other news I haven't covered yet. And we've got the great David Knight taking over on this Monday worldwide transmission. Infowars.com has a lot of key reports and videos that the globalists do not want you to see, that they do not want you to spread particularly.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides.
websites. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.